A group of Alabama district attorneys traveled to Washington twice in the last year to press their case about methamphetamine with members of Congress. Tommy Smith is the DA for Tuscaloosa County.
We have or increasing cases where we see children exposed to this that sometimes are addicted to it simply by being there and it being in the air.
Meth can be made using easily accessible ingredients, such as pseudoephedrine, found in common cold medicines. So Congress is now following the lead of states like Alabama and limiting access to products like Sudafed. Alabama has already experienced a drop in meth labs since the law passed in July.
You know, the idea is to fix it so that it's not as easy to shoplift, because we've seen an awful lot of that. And they also keep up with how many are being sold, because folks would come in and buy several packs and then go to another counter and buy several more packs and then go to another counter and buy several more and get enough to make the drug.
Like Alabama, cold medicines nationwide will be put behind the counter or in locked display cases. However, the new national standard for accessing cold medicine will not be as tough as Alabama's. Iowa Republican Congressman Steve King is upset the national approach isn't more strict. He wants cold medicine only to be sold in pharmacies.
And the real purpose of this bill was to take the meth precursors out of the hands of the meth cooks. I think it's becoming more and more clear to my colleagues that the language that has been approved by the pharmaceutical companies and the retailers is not the language that's going to succeed in doing that.
Republican Alabama Congressman Spencer Backus.
I agree with Steve King. I thought he was right on the mark. And I was disappointed, particularly after I talked to our district attorneys and some of our law enforcement officers. You know, we didn't even really know about this problem 5 years ago, and the county sheriff started talking about it, and then our DAs.
The architect of the bill, Indiana Republican Congressman Mark Sauter, negotiated the last-minute changes in the legislation.
The question over whether it was in a pharmacy or not was never going to pass the House because of multiple reasons. One is many of these congressmen from rural areas, and they don't have pharmacies in the small towns. And if you stop pseudoephedrine sales in grocery stores, you won't have a solution.
Other parts of the bill will address new regulations on wholesale purchases of pseudoephedrine. Sauter says he expects the pharmaceutical companies will react swiftly to the legislation.
This will probably force more research into effective medications for headaches, for sinus, for other things that don't use pseudoephedrine. So short term, depending on where you want to buy it and what price you want to pay, it may affect what you purchase a little bit.
Controlling meth ingredients is important. Last year, Alabama had 297 small meth lab busts. But there's also a significant amount of finished meth product coming into the country, and that can't be stopped by controlling cold medicine. Rusty Payne is with the Drug Enforcement Administration.
Our estimates show that 65% of the meth in the United States comes from Mexican super labs.
The meth bill includes $4 million to fight meth coming in from Mexico. And it also includes $20 million to help children who are found in meth labs. Lawmakers in both parties support the current meth legislation, but the bill is attached to the Patriot Act. And the Patriot Act is threatened by a potential filibuster in the Senate. Some criticize the meth bill for not addressing treatment. The original bill addressed drug abuse treatment, but that was removed in House and Senate negotiations. For WBHM, I'm Laura Strickler on Capitol Hill.